The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In the US, fear heightens for the undocumented Irish, despite the Trump administration denying that they've any plans to send illegal immigrants to Guantanamo Bay. It was described as fake news by the White House. Meantime, Harvey Weinstein was found guilty of sex crimes after a retrial and some rows among jury members, it would appear. And tensions between the US and Iran are rising. I'm joined now by J.D. Capaluto, reporter and lead writer for Semaphore flagship newsletter. J.D., good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Guantanamo Bay, first of all. And where did that story come from that people, including Europeans, therefore including Irish people, could be sent to Guantanamo Bay?
You know, Trump has ramped up, has looked to ramp up transfers to Guantanamo Bay. The Trump administration is reportedly preparing to send potentially thousands of foreigners who are in the U.S. illegally to the U.S. Military base. That was reported by The Washington Post. And so naturally a fear rose that, you know, among undocumented Irish folks who may be detained by ICE or set for deportation could potentially end up there. The foreign nationals under consideration apparently hailed from a wide range of countries. And as you mentioned, the White House has partially denied this. And, you know, these plans are always subject to change, but it does show how Donald Trump's immigration policy has, you know, really widened to kind of be a wider net here.
Now, Guantanamo Bay is on the island of Cuba. And of course, America used it so they could carry out things which were extrajudicial, like torture, waterboarding and so on, which they could not do on the territory of the United States itself. So therefore, Guantanamo Bay was useful. In terms of sending Europeans to Guantanamo Bay, it doesn't anyway make sense. Cheaper to pop them on a commercial airline and send them home to their European countries.
That's a very valid point there. And I think that's what some of the critics have kind of brought up here. And it really shows how Trump has widened how he plans to use or could look to use or at least wants to use these kind of immigration policies in his second term compared to plans that if this were coming up in his first term might have been dismissed by, you know, more moderate members of his team.
It is notable that most of the publicly seen, I suppose, snatching of people on the streets and so on have been people who are either black or brown. White people have tended thus far to be immune from the attentions of ICE.
Correct. That's what a lot of Irish people in the U.S. have said, who are here illegally and are, you know, nevertheless worried now about potential deportation. They've said, look, I've kind of been able to, you know, quote unquote, blend in a little bit or, you know, avoid being targeted directly. You're correct. A lot of these raids have targeted predominantly Mexican migrant communities or other Latin American countries.
Now, we are completely bemused by what's going on in LA with the deployment of the National Guard and indeed a Marine force, because simultaneously in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, in a tiny town called Ballymena, we've had more violence, petrol bombs and so on, and encounters with the police than have been seen so far in Los Angeles. And we don't get it.
And what's the difference between the amount of police on the street, I imagine, or military in the two?
There are no military. It's just police forces in Northern Ireland doing their job. So we are bemused as to this overreach by President Trump.
Right. And they say that the local police has still been able to handle all of the daily protests. And that's people say that Trump is really just looking for a kind of clash and to show this military might. And, you know, now there's this really interesting dichotomy, which we're planning to write about in my newsletter flagship, about the kind of military parade that Trump is planning to have on Saturday, which is Flag Day and also happens to be his birthday in D.C. And the dichotomy between that and the troops on the street in New York, which the protesters there argue is the equivalent of kind of turning the military on the U.S. public.
Now, President Trump, and I'm quoting from Caroline Levitt, President Trump will never allow mob rule to prevail in America. The most basic duty of government is to preserve law and order, and this administration embraces that sacred responsibility. So anyone who goes out on one of these No Kings Here demonstrations in parallel with Trump's grand military parade, they're likely to face law enforcement.
they're likely to face law enforcement, but by and large, these protests haven't been extremely violent. And I don't think there's a fear that every single person who goes out on the street and protests is going to be arrested, for example. A lot of the incidents that we've seen have been relatively isolated, and you know, folks have been arrested, but it's not, I don't want to paint a picture like every single peaceful protester in the U.S. is being arrested. It seems to be these isolated pockets where there are, you know, scuffles or skirmishes or folks have set things on fire in L.A., but it's not this kind of massive mob rule that mentioned.
And it would appear that if you were to visit L.A. this afternoon, you might see nothing at all. No sign of police, no sign of protesters.
Correct. L.A. is a huge city, yeah.
Yeah. So this is why, you know, when it's concentrated on Fox News and other right-wing media, they invariably will show the car on fire. And in fact, one person described when the car goes on fire, you've got probably more cameramen than policemen rushing to the scene.
That's funny. Yeah, and I mean, the White House and Trump want to depict these Democrat-run cities as lawless, right? They want kind of a reason to send in, you know, these troops and depict them as the kind of ones pushing, you know, peace law and order, as you said. And so it is all kind of a messaging war in a lot of ways. But that helps Trump politically to depict these cities as lawless and criticize their leaders in that way.
Now, moving to another topic, Harvey Weinstein in New York, a jury had three verdicts to consider, acquitted on one, guilty on another, and they will resume on Thursday to contemplate the third. But one way or the other, it's more jail for Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, so he was still found guilty. That's kind of the main headline here on one of these charges that he was retrialed on after being a court overturned his previous verdict. It's been a very messy case, obviously over the years, but especially this one specifically. Apparently, the jury deliberations got very testy. The jurors were apparently arguing with each other and issuing threats, and that was kind of reflected in this mixed verdict where he was found guilty on one, acquitted on another, and then no verdict yet on the third. So really just continues the mess surrounding this kind of really sad case.
It strikes me that the antics of the jurors would almost automatically give rise to an appeal.
It likely will. These kinds of things, you'll see any kind of attempt at some sort of chaos in the courtroom lead to something like that. So that certainly wouldn't surprise me, especially since this is still a retry of the case, and then it can still work its way back up in the kind of appeals ladder.
Yeah, and of course his lawyers already asked for a mistrial, but we'll see how all of this plays out when the jury resume their deliberations today.
Yep.
Moving to international matters, last night the breaking news, or yesterday, that diplomatic families in the Middle East in some countries are being advised maybe they should get out now. What is that all about?
Yeah, so this surrounds Iran and Israel. So staff in Baghdad were told to evacuate. Non-essential U.S. embassy staff and a couple other countries in that region were ordered to evacuate, get out, just because of heightened tensions. This is reportedly because of tensions surrounding Iran and Israel. Iran has said that they would could retaliate for any sort of Israeli strike, which could potentially target U.S. bases. So this is kind of U.S. Anticipating some sort of possible reprisal. Unclear what exactly will play out, but I think fear is that if Israel does some sort of attack on Iran, then Iran could push back against the U.S. in this way. So U.S. has apparently told Israel, don't strike Iran. This will kind of mess up nuclear talks and, as of course, could have all of these other ballooning foreign policy impacts. But it looks to stem from this kind of dispute and these kind of simmering tensions. So definitely something to keep an eye on.
Okay, so what's going on? The negotiations with Iran. Trump says he will not accept any uranium enrichment at all, which would be the pathway to developing nuclear weaponry. The Iranians are demurring. So presumably, the fear is talks break down utterly, Israel gets the green light, attacks Iran responds in kind, finding U.S. targets wherever they may be. and we're at war.
That would certainly be the fear. Another fear is that even if talks are still ongoing and they haven't yet broken down, Israel still strikes and then causes the talks to break down and all of that to still happen in that way. So would still kind of be a not great situation there.
Pete Hegseth has said there are plenty of indications that they've been moving their way towards something that would look a lot like a nuclear weapon. Pete Hegseth's star is very much in the decline. I mean, he in a cabinet of dunces, he's the biggest dunce of all. Or is he? Or is that RFK?
That's probably not a call for me to make, but he certainly has been in the spotlight a lot recently, given and under the microscope, given especially the incidents in LA. It's possible this military parade over the weekend could kind of improve his standing in Trump's light. This is a parade that Trump has wanted for a long time. And if his Pentagon can pull it off, then it would certainly improve how Trump uses it.
JD, perhaps you can update us on the weather forecast, which I believe is not benign for this parade.
Oh, I hadn't looked yet. I'm based in New York, not D.C., but New York, we're expecting rain too, so it wouldn't surprise me.
JD Capaluto, lead writer for Semaphore's flagship newsletter. JD, thank you very much for joining us. As some of the texts, Trump using incarceration in the infamous Guantanamo Bay facility is a bogeyman to frighten illegal migrants to pack up and leave under their own volition before the ICE men can come knocking on their doors. Why would Trump send Irish illegal immigrants to Guantanamo Bay? Why not put the Irish on a flight to Dublin or Shannon? Well, that's exactly what I said. It does not make sense that they would do that unless they intend to waterboard the bar owner in the Bronx. I don't know.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.